A bill introduced by Representative Paul Ryan of Janesville supports Trade Promotion Authority, which would give President Obama the ability to fast-track an agreement. Congress would then pass the deal with an up or down vote without any amendments. But the Wisconsin Farmers Union has concerns about the U.S. fast-tracking the Trans-Pacific Partnership with 11 other countries, including New Zealand, Mexico, and Japan. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack says the trade deals could eliminate or lower tariffs in different countries. Vilsack says this could open and balance markets for Wisconsin and U.S. dairy, which face major competition from New Zealand.
So obviously today that playing field is not as level as it could be. By lowering tariffs in those other countries, we'll have better access to those markets.
Vilsack says there are rapidly expanding trade opportunities with Asian countries that are involved in the negotiations. Wisconsin Farmers Union Government Relations Associate Zach Hernstadt says the deal could impact Wisconsin's dairy industry.
Any trade agreements signed by the U.S. would include provisions ensuring that other countries have environmental, food safety, health, and labor standards that are equal to or greater than those in the U.S.
According to the USDA, Wisconsin dairy exports in 2013 were valued at $924 million. Hernstadt says trade deals could benefit Wisconsin farmers, but that could come at a cost to the greater community. Many labor groups have argued trade deals like this result in lost jobs and lower wages. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.